Right now, terrorists are plotting to assassinate a presidential candidate. My wife and daughter have been targeted, and people that I work with may be involved in both. I'm Federal Agent Jack Bauer, and today is the longest day of my life. The following takes place between 6 p.m. and 7 p.m. on the day of the California presidential primary.
First time you invited me back here, you left your keys in my car. It was pouring rain. We didn't want to run back, so we used your hide-a key. Just take your time, maybe it'll come to you.
Just make this stop. Hello?
This is a alarm.
Could you please turn this off?
Yeah, Pacific Electric.
Got it. All right, thanks. Jack, his name was Alan Morgan. He worked for Pacific Electric in Saugus.
Saugus? Okay, he was paid off by Alexis to kill the power in a section of the grid. Did you get the coordinates? 26
double G.
Yeah. That's right, we need to know where that is now.
Okay, I'll get this to Tony. You need me to stick around?
No, just get a hold of me as soon as you got anything, okay?
Okay, see you back at the office.
Thank you.
Yeah.
None of these are working.
Sam!
Superior Alarm, stay where you are!
Please. This woman, she lives here. She just forgot her code.
Terry Bauer?
Yes.
Do you have any ID?
Sure. It's probably in my purse. I'll go check.
No ID necessary. You obviously live here.
She just couldn't remember her code.
I don't usually set it. My daughter must have.
It's all right. Just sign this. Okay, I'm gonna reset the alarm and check the contacts around the outside of the house. That should take about 15 minutes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice, Jack. Have you noticed how there's always a body cam everywhere you go?
I gave Hanlon clear orders not to shoot.
Where'd he go?
He's over there. Bauer.
Jack, it's David Palmer.
Yes, Senator.
Just heard back from my source at the Pentagon. Had to twist a lot of arms to get hold of the missing Drazen file.
What was in it?
Dates and locations. Seems to relate to the last months of Victor Drazen's life.
Anything we can use?
Maybe. The last entry is an address unrelated to everything else.
What is it?
21911 Kipling in a city called Saugus. I don't know where that is.
I'm sorry, Senator. Did you just say Saugus?
Does that mean anything?
Yes, I think it does. I'm going to have to get back to you. Thank you, Senator. This is going to help.
All right.
CTU, Almeida.
Tony, it's Jack. Take down this address for me.
Go ahead.
21911 Kipling Avenue in Saugus. I got a feeling it's going to be in the grid coordinates that Nina just gave you.
All right, hang on. Yeah, you're right. It's right in the middle of Sector 26GG.
Okay, find out what's there. Get back to me on my cell.
All right.
Hey, where you headed?
Going to Saugus. Alexis paid this guy off to knock the power out at a specific address out there. I want to know why.
Look, slow down, Jack. I'm on your side. Fill me in.
2.5 hours ago, Robert Ellis was killed in New Orleans because he almost found out about this location. We got the address from the Drazen file. The senator just gave it to me.
Let's go.
What do you mean, let's?
You want to go? I'm your chaperone. Want to ride?
Yeah. Hop in.
Where's my brother?
I don't know.
These guys are gonna be here in 20 minutes if I don't have that money.
I told you, Frank, we split up. He said he was gonna meet me back here with the payoff from Gaines. Look, if I was ripping you off, why would I come back here?
Damn.
Where are you going?
Don't worry about it.
What are you doing?
I'm not waiting around for that lunatic to get us killed.
You're not going anywhere.
Melody.
She'll go to the police. She'll tell them about the deal.
I don't care about the deal. I came here because I wanted you to help me find my mom. But obviously that was a dumb idea.
You came here for Rick.
I did not.
Kim, don't worry about her. You should just leave.
What do you mean, don't worry about me? Come with me.
I can't.
Whatever's going on up there is going to be a lot better than in here.
You heard Frank. Nobody goes anywhere until Dan gets back.
Dan is not coming back.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
Leave her alone.
Where is he? He's dead. What are you talking about?
Gaines killed him. He was gonna kill me too. I swear to God, Frank, this guy Gaines was out of control.
So who's got the money now?
Nobody. Gaines never paid us.
These guys are gonna be here in half an hour. It's not the kind of guys you invite over to do a deal and then come up short.
Then call it off.
Too late to call it off!
What are you going to say down there today, David?
He's going to tell the truth.
Look, don't you start with me, Keith. You've caused enough pain in this family.
Sherry.
Well, I'm sorry, David, but somebody's got to say the words. This whole thing wouldn't have started if Keith hadn't decided to take matters into his own hands.
Listen to me. Nobody's defending what Keith did. He acted on the moment. It wasn't right. That doesn't make you right for covering it up. Doesn't make me right for not being there. So we're all to blame. Let's just leave it at that.
That's right, Ma. I'm willing to pay the price for this, even if it means going to jail.
You still think this is just about you, don't you? When are you gonna get it through your head that your father is running for president of the United States, a black man? You don't just decide to ease your conscience at the cost of what might be best for this country.
I didn't, Mom!
Both of you, calm down.
Look, I kept it inside. And I was willing to suck it up for as long as it took. But someone murdered Dr. Ferragamo this morning. And you can't tell me that hiding that is what's best for this country.
You know what? I never saw it until just this minute. You're your father's son. You cover up your weakness with a bunch of bleeding heart sentimentality. Well, am I wrong? And when are you gonna be man enough to do what it takes to be president?
Oh, Nicole, I'm hearing.
Nicole, you okay? What's wrong,
honey?
Nicole.
Give me some water. Come on, come on.
We need a doctor here in here.
We need a doctor.
Relax. Come here. Give me a hand.
Those positions there.
I'm sorry, Dad.
Why? But what? Honey, talk to me.
This is all my fault.
Don't you ever say that.
No, sweetheart.
Don't you say that. Everything's gonna be fine.
No.
Yes, yes.
Hey, I just got in. I've got some more info on that location in Saugus.
Okay, hold on. Okay, go.
Comes up as a wildlife preserve.
Great. We're going to a Sierra Club meeting.
Who's with you?
Mason, a wildlife preserve in Saugus?
That doesn't make sense. Saugus is all industrial. What about the GPS maps?
I've got three on the way.
Okay, good work. We'll get back to you as soon as we find out what's out there.
Yeah, okay.
So correct me if I'm wrong, but what this day basically boils down to is a personal vendetta against you and Palmer by the family of Victor Drazen?
Yes. Palmer authorized a mission. I carried it out. Today is the second anniversary of Victor Drazen's death.
Happy anniversary. So what is it we're expecting to find out here in Saugus?
I don't know yet.
I gotta tell you, Jack, it never gets dull with you.
Look, for what it's worth, I'm sorry about last night.
But shooting me in the leg with a train? Don't give it a second thought.
Needless to say, I was pretty wound up. I feel a lot better now, though, knowing my family's safe. What's the matter?
No, just beat, you know, use a little sleep.
Tell me about it.
Everything looks familiar, but I don't understand any of it. I don't feel anything, and I should, shouldn't I?
No. Not yet. Sometimes music can help unlock memories.
Did you ever meet Kim?
No. You didn't want her to know you were seeing anyone. You said she was taking Jack's side in the separation. You didn't want to give her any more reason to be angry with you.
And why did my husband, Jack, why did Jack leave me?
You asked him to. He told me he was too removed. There was no connection between you two anymore.
How about you and I?
I thought there was one.
But what, I didn't?
Truth is, I think you did. But you were scared. You didn't want to lose your family. And when Jack asked to move back in, you let him.
It's funny.
What?
I don't remember you at all. But being with you makes me feel good, and maybe I don't feel so scared. Thank you for doing this, Phil.
Truck come through?
No, but hopefully that's still.
I hope not.
I had a GM park.
No, just park in the back.
Cool.
Just sit tight.
Rick, I can't stay here. I need to find my mom.
I don't know how to get you out of here.
I'll make a run for it.
I wouldn't. Frank's a psycho. You don't want to cross him.
Say anything to you? What the hell is he?
I'm gonna go.
No.
Hey. No. Get in the kitchen. Come on in there. Oh. You, be careful. Nah, he's cool. Come on.
It's all right.
Let's see it. That's what I'm talking about.
These the guys with the ecstasy?
Nah, these just a couple friends of mine.
Frank, what are you gonna do?
What does it look like? Can't pay the dealer if we don't have any money.
You're gonna rip them off?
Yeah.
Absolutely fine, Daddy.
Good.
Go ahead. They're waiting for you.
Okay. I'm gonna head down now. This is a test for us. If we love each other, support each other. Nothing else will matter. Sherry. I need you now more than ever.
I've always liked this tie on you, David.
Senator, it's time.
Anything look familiar?
It's so weird. Looking at what I did for the last couple of months, it doesn't mean anything to me. Yvonne's birthday, Kim in Cambria for the weekend, dinner with Phil. I have yet to shore. Was it nice?
Well, the wait was over an hour, so we decided to walk down the pier and have some hot dogs. And you beat me in air hockey.
Air hockey, huh?
What's in there for today?
Nothing. Although yesterday I had a conference call with Kitty, whoever that is.
Kitty, she's a friend of yours. You work with her sometimes. You do commercial interior design. It's just freelance right now, but you want to expand when Kim goes off to college.
How come I can sort of remember air hockey, but I can't remember what I do for a living? Maybe that's Jack.
No, he wouldn't ring the bell. It's probably my friend Chris, remember? I told you I wanted to have someone here just to be on the safe side.
Yeah.
Stay here just in case. Terry, this is Chris.
Hi.
Why does he have a gun?
I told you, he's here to protect.
I don't care. I don't want guns. Get him out of the house with that gun.
Chris, will you just give us a couple minutes, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks. Terry, Chris is a friend of mine. I called him
here. That doesn't mean anything to me. I don't know who you are. I don't know who he is. Don't want any guns.
Okay, I will tell him to stay outside. Is that okay? But we need him here, just in case. Terry, your husband could have been the one who roughed you up. I want you safe. Terry, look at me. Look at me. I'm your friend. You trust me. You told me so yourself. So you're gonna have to trust my judgment.
Okay.
What's going on over there?
The wife is here.
And daughter?
No.
What are you waiting for?
There's a little interference.
But it'll pass soon. Did you find Alexis?
Not yet.
Call me when it's done.
Yes.
Last night, I received a phone call regarding my son, Keith, and my daughter, Nicole. That call has unfortunately set off a chain of events that has culminated into a terrible tragedy. Whether or not what I have to say jeopardizes my campaign is for the voters to decide. I'm doing this for my family. A large portion of the financial support for my campaign comes from a group of businessmen right here in Los Angeles. Every presidential campaign relies on these monetary contributions from a variety of sources.
Too late, Carl.
I have apparently misjudged these local businessmen. More importantly, they have misjudged me. I am not at liberty to say. I have already handed this incriminating tape over to the Justice Department. Whether or not it's admissible in court, it will still implicate the men who have been supporting my campaign. I'll emphasize again that these men acted without my consent or my knowledge. As for my son, Keith, he is prepared to turn himself in and face whatever consequences the grand jury deems necessary. He is my son, and I love him, and I will stand by him. I am confident that when presented with the facts, it will be clear that there was no criminal intent or wrongdoing. He will only be guilty of not reporting an accident. As for my daughter, Nicole, it is important for everyone to remember she was a victim of a horrible crime, a physical and psychological crime. She is not a source of information. This is about a cover-up of an accidental death. This is not about rape. So I'm asking you now, as a father, please find your humanity and spare Nicole the indignity of having to relive this nightmare.
After that, we lost track of both.
Whoa, wait a minute. How long have you known this? Why didn't you tell me this earlier? Does Jack know about this?
Nina. Not that I'm aware of.
Did you know that the safe house was hit?
Relax, okay?
Tony, answer me.
Yes, I knew.
Well, why didn't you tell me?
Look, Mason didn't want you to know because he didn't want you to tell Jack.
His family is missing. Don't you think he should know that?
I'm with you on this. Look, Mason gave the order, all right? He's deployed resources. He's called locals to help find him.
You should have told me. You work for me.
And you work for Mason.
This is my fault. I should never have left Terry and Kim.
Nina, you're not a field agent, all right? What could you have done?
Jack needs to know about this.
Mason.
George, have you told Jack about his family yet?
No, we're not there yet.
You can't do this. You have to tell him.
Uh-huh.
Why not let him know so he can help us find them? George, they're out there. They're exposed. If Drazen's people finds them first, then
That's a good idea.
Listen to me, George. If anything happens to them, he's going to hold you responsible. You better think about that.
I will. Okay, let me know if you have any progress.
George!
Nina? Jack, my battery just died. Can I use your phone for a sec?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks. Yeah, me. No, all I want to say is just keep the backup units on standby, all right?
The cellular customer you are trying to reach is unavailable.
Okay.
Call. I got a signal.
What'd Nina have to say?
She's just checking our location. What's GPS say?
Doesn't make sense. It's saying the address is right up ahead.
I know the whole thing was hush-hush, but who exactly was Victor Drazen?
Victor Drazen was Milosevic's shadow. He was in charge of all of his covert operations. He was responsible for organizing all the ethnic cleansing campaigns in Kosovo, Sarajevo, and Bosnia.
Your unit took him out?
That's right.
You rolled the whole deal out?
Yep.
So who do you think would have the kind of influence to be able to run an operation like this against you and Palmer?
My guess would be Serbian military exiles. I mean, they could pull this off. Somehow Alexis and Andre pulled together a cell without us knowing.
It's a hell of a cell, able to infiltrate the CTU, turn Jamie.
I agree. It's hard to believe that Jamie could move so freely to work against us without having some kind of umbrella.
Any ideas on why the Serbs would want to spend this much money to turn the power off in the middle of the woods?
No. George, look.
Power transformer.
Lock on, it's new. Why would this be designated as a wildlife sanctuary? I mean, think about it. There's no water. No water, no wetlands, no birds, no animals.
Now nothing as far as I can make out.
Here they are, man. Let's get ready.
Right on time. I like that.
Who the hell is this?
Just some friends of mine. Don't worry about it. It's cool.
Hey, you're Frankie.
I'm a friend of Rick's.
Who's Rick?
I am.
Ah, what happened to you?
We're gonna play 20 questions or we're gonna do some business, huh?
Yeah, this one that was in the room. You got a problem with that?
No. Knock yourself out, get a medical history, take a urine sample for all I care. Let's just get on with it. Come on.
All right, fine. Let's do this. You got cash, Frankie?
I got what you need. Don't worry about it. Let's see the E first.
Pure MDMA, no caffeine. You wanna check it?
Oh, man, I trust you.
All right, homie. Where's money?
Did you hear that? This guy called me a homie. I got your money. It's right here. Come on, homie. Stand down, you're eating one.
You pull that trigger, you're going down too.
Let's just do them! Let's do them!
Alright. Everybody chill out, man. It's all cool. We're gonna put the guns down, alright?
On the ground. Nice and easy.
It's going down.
Let's go. Let's see what else they got on them, man. All this because you couldn't keep my brother alive?
Yo.
They might not have registered with their real names. Now, just use the description that we sent you, okay?
You checking the hospitals?
Yes. I don't understand how Terry and Kim just disappeared.
Well, that might be a good thing, you know? I mean, if Drazen's people had them, we probably would have heard about it by now. I mean, after all, Jack and Palmer are the primary targets.
What about Jack's house?
Well, I sent Williams over, but I'll call and check on him.
And Kim's phone call?
We trace it to a phone booth. We're checking the whole area. Look, Nina, we're doing everything we can, right?
Are you?
See you again. You should get that stitched, man. How's that for a nose job?
Pretty good. I like it.
Hey, Frankie.
What's that, homie? Speak up.
You have the right to remain silent.
Come on!
rest all up.
Please, don't do this. We didn't do anything. No! We're not a part of this.
Arms up.
Up against the wall.
Let me have your handy. Mrs. Krugman, we got a code 4. One suspect down, 5 being booked.
I think I got a broken nose.
Look, I'll say it again. I bear full responsibility for not knowing about it. Senator's duty. A president's duty. An elected representative's duty is not only to his country, but also to his family. If he cannot manage the interactions of the people close to him, then he can't expect the electorate to believe in his ability to lead a nation. I don't deny I made a mistake. A serious one. I only ask you to consider that I am not the first person in public office to make one. Thank you.
I love you, Dad.
I love you, son.
This is Emily, she's 11, and this is Jennifer. She just turned 9.
And I didn't meet them.
No. We decided to leave everyone else out of it until you were sure what you wanted. I'll get it.
She made this for me.
You want milk or sugar in it?
Yeah. Phil, I think I'm remembering something.
Really? I'll be right there.
Restroom? Right down the hall.
Where's the girl? Your daughter. Where is she?
I don't know.
Tell me where she is, and I'll make this painless for both of you, I promise.
I don't know.
Fine.
Terry, step away. Move away, Terry. Terry, step away, please.
Oh, my God. The car. Oh, my God. The car. I lost Kimberly.
Terry. Terry, it's okay. You're safe.
I lost Kimberly.
Come on, Terry.
Come on.
GPS says this is it.
Yeah, right.
Is that reconnaissance?
Someone knows we're here.